Ghost Hunting in New England,
your favorite spooky podcast. Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome to season 3, Ghost Hunting in New England, with your hosts, Amelia.
And Beth.
Beth, you're back.
I am. I told you I would be back.
Well, I didn't believe you, but I'm happy you're back.
I can't control that you didn't believe me.
No, you can't.
But I'm back, and I do want to send a big shout-out thank you to Jamie and to Will and to Mike and Lauren and everybody else who tried to sit in my very large seat while I was gone. But I appreciate them keeping it warm for me, and I have now planted my very generous rear end back in my chair.
In fact, your very own chair, because we are no longer at Somerville Media Center.
No, the Rona, it did us in. We had to figure out technology, and we are actually doing this over a Zoom call. So if the quality is better, just goes to show you, Zoom has come a long way.
Zoom has come a long way. And even beyond that, Beth is now in charge of the technology, which is great, because for those of you who listen to, no, really, if you listen to the end of season 2 with me trying to do it, it was like over Skype with like my cell phone next to a microphone. And yeah,
hey, you I'm do just what not you a can to get person. By.
I'm no, not it, a tech person. Fine. I can't.
Everybody has their ways that work. And in all fairness, when we were at Somerville Media Center, we did play a lot of clips actually right over my cell phone into a microphone. So
yeah,
that it worked out. There's nothing technically wrong with it.
It's just not technically savvy.
Well, it's not always the best quality. I think that's probably the better way to put it. But I have also, just in case Somerville Media Center does still listen to our podcast, I have desperately missed Stuart and Heather and all my other friends over there. So I hope that everybody is doing well. And they're
Tina's the one I miss.
Oh, Tina. Yes, Tina. She's so tall. Yeah, I miss all of them. I don't miss Naked Beach Party Heavy Metal Jamboree on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, what are they called? The Leather Party Disco or something? I mean, it's
some,
cool.
Some
it's
ridiculous
cool.
thing.
Like, yeah, no, they're cool. They're nice people, but it's not good to be recording a podcast next to.
No, and you can't walk down the hall because occasionally there were naked people in the hall. It was bizarre.
Yeah, very punk rock.
Yeah, so whatever. So here we are, season 3.
Season 3.
Yeah, we've had some big changes.
Yeah, we have had some big changes.
Do you want to start with your big changes?
What are my big changes? Oh, I'm in my new apartment.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah, so I'm recording from my new apartment, which is 2 miles from Beth's house. So yep. Beth and I are still very close, although we are still Zooming with one another out of safety precautions for everyone involved. Thank you to everyone who reached out about how I was doing since we've been off the air with, our new temporary world. And yeah, I'm good. My business is okay too. A lot of people...
Which is saying a lot, because a lot of businesses have not made it through okay. And
it's
some
true,
of them
yeah.
were very, very fun, very good places to go. And I'm sad that they've kind of gone under at the moment.
Me too, but I'm really happy that mine's not one of them.
No, yes, likewise.
There was a lot. People who have been listening to our show the whole time know that all I've wanted to do is get on TV. And through just the grace of God, I got on the local news 6 times since I...
Yes, Amelia definitely was on TV lots of times.
I got on the local news 6 times since I've been off ghost hunting. And that's like the irony I always say is I finally get on TV and Botox is closed, hairdressers are closed. Like it's me like doing my eyebrows in my car because that's like the best lighting I can find at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Just, but you know, it was what it was. So, and thank you so much to everyone who put me on TV. One of my customers really helped me out there. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, that you did put out a thing one morning. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, does anybody know anybody? And within like an hour and 15 minutes, there was a crew at your store recording. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was very, very cool.
Yeah. So Amelia has been working very, very hard over the pandemic to keep her shop open. Did you have news for us about your new roommate?
Oh, and if you
it's
guys
not
listen,
Liddy the cat.
Liddy the cat is still living with me.
She is, but
Liddy and I are always partners in crime and apartments. But listeners to our Vlad the Impaler episode would have had an Easter egg when I was like, well, I'm quarantining with someone from Moldova, which is next to Romania. But
there you go.
Now we've moved beyond just quarantining together, and we have a lease signed together. We have legal paperwork.
Yay!
We have renter's insurance together.
Oh my, you're like real grown-ups now.
How about you, Beth?
Oh, you know me. I have nothing. I'm just coming in directly from a Little League game, bebopping along. I got a robot vacuum, a little like knockoff Roomba. This is like my really exciting news. I am completely in love with this little robot vacuum. My cats hate it. Only
Beth
one of them has tried to fight
so
it so
much
far.
That I bought one too. And my cat also hates it.
I have a blue one.
I have a gray one.
Yeah, she got the gray one at a better deal than I got my blue one, but whatever. I have a blue room that I work in here, so. I had a dog for a week. Yeah.
Some of you may have been added, or like, you know, on Instagram, it like suggests people. So some of you might've seen Reacher Pup. That was Beth's dog. She had for exactly 7 days.
Yeah. He was lovely. He was very smart. He was very sweet. I liked him a lot. The problem was he could not leave my cats alone, and my cats like were being kicked out of my house because this thing kept barking at them and chasing them. And so after a week, my cats had lost enough fur and we had all lost enough sleep, and I had cleaned up enough pee spots on my rug that I'm like, hey, my son's friend who also wants a dog, do you want this dog? And son's friend said yes.
Yeah, he's a cute dog.
Yeah, so you can still follow him, Reacher Pup. So yeah, we should definitely mention that, because I'm in my house and Amelia's in her apartment, and we don't have like official like podcasting areas. Mm-mm. You may hear people walk by and yell. So
sorry. Yeah,
that's my son on Fortnite yelling at his friends. He's very pleasant.
All right. So shall we get started?
I think we should.
So tonight's episode is like a little mini episode. We just wanted to welcome everyone back. Say hey, hey, say hey to welcoming season 3. I don't know why I said it like that. I guess saying hey to season 3, hey to welcoming back season 3. Anyway.
You know, hey, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But one thing we did want to do, so we were thinking, and, you know, everyone's listening to all these podcasts during the pandemic, so obviously I want to hear myself talk, so I'm listening through our podcast. And it's like we get onto the Tim Regan episode that we did. And Tim, for those who don't know, or to refresh memories, he's a Wiccan high priest up in Salem, Massachusetts. And he works at Hex and Omen, which are really big Wiccan witch stores up here. And they have psychic parlors. And, you know, you can buy things for spells and, you know, things for protection. And he came on the show and he gave us just a wonderful rundown of, you know, what Wiccan is and, you know, all about his religion, a little bit about astrology. And then he gave us a psychic reading, each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, so that was 13 months ago, we got those readings. And we thought, how fun would it be for us to take a look back at that reading and see, because people always say, are psychics real? Are psychics fake?
How much of it are they getting right? How much are they totally off the mark?
Completely off with. And how much is there no possible way they could have gotten it and they got it dead on? So tonight, for our mini welcome back, we're going to go revisit our episode with psychic Tim Regan.
He started with me and he gave me a reading first. So I just wanted to play the clip really quick about what he said. And it runs about 3.5 minutes. So if you've already listened to it, you feel free to skip forward about 3.5 minutes. And if you haven't listened to it before, or it's not really fresh in your mind, maybe you just listen for a minute or two. So here we go.
So Tim, if you would be so kind, would you mind just like a quick little 3-4 minute reading just to show our listeners what you do?
Absolutely. I would love Perfect. To. Wonderful.
Do I have to go through the whole meditation and countdown and...
No. Mediumship would take more than 3 minutes, so I'm just going to give you some psychic information or some psychic hits that I get off of you in general.
Oh,
is that okay?
Excellent.
Perfect.
All right. Although, if the psychic medium part of you, like, happens to pick up anybody who's here who wants
Absolutely.
To talk to either one of us, that would be terrific.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to hold hands now, and I'm not a toucher, so this
Oh,
is...
no, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, your hand is cold.
Is it? Cold hand, warm heart.
That's what my husband says, except he says it about my feet.
Okay. So just let me breathe just for a moment. Okay, so some of the very first things that I feel or I try to sense around you is I actually feel a very confident sense of what you're doing and what you have been doing. I feel very confident about your romantic life. I don't actually get a negative feeling there. What I do feel negative around you, and this isn't anything horrible, I actually want to say, I'm going to say May. There was been some type of transition that had transpired, I'm going to say at the beginning of May in your life, that I feel a little bit let down about, and I don't know why, but whatever this transformation is, I actually feel like it was a good thing for you. It feels like it's almost closure that is going to bring something new. I also get the feeling of Tuesday of the beginning of August, so I'm going to say the first Tuesday in August, there's some type of event or something that you're going to be doing that is going to open up a new doorway. And I have to say one other thing. You say you're not a toucher, and not to go off on this, but I actually disagree with you. The feeling that I'm getting from you is I actually feel like you connect with people really, really well, and maybe it's not touching, but you're very good at controlling and containing people in some way. And I don't know why, but that's going to be important coming up for you within the next 2 months, is being able to tell people what to do. You're very good at delegation.
Okay.
So that's what I would that's what I would feel for you.
And thank you.
But something, the first Tuesday of August is going to be a huge change for you in some way. So mark that down. I don't know why. I just get this very strong feeling.
I wrote it down for her.
Perfect. Something's coming up at that time that I feel like is going to open a doorway that is going to allow you to be a little bit more confident. You're very good at being able to be instructive towards people. And I think that that's really, really important in some way. There's this feeling of, I don't want to say teacher, but I get this feeling of teacher feeling around you.
Beth is a teacher.
Oh, wonderful.
Beth is actually considering leaving teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend that I pursue leaving teaching or...
Hold on. Leaving teaching for an administrative role within education.
Then that may be perfectly fine, because I will tell you, I literally hear education all around you. So I don't think that you would be leaving the...
Public education or like adult learning, like technical training sort of education stuff. He's got his eyes closed. He's thinking very hard. I'm making like major life decisions based on holding the hand of somebody I've known for an hour and a half here.
I'm going to tell you, based on what I feel, I don't think that it's adult education or adult training. And I'm sorry, and I'm sure that's not what you want to hear based on your question, but I really do get the feeling that it needs to be actual education. Or, strangely enough, some type of sales aspect of education, and I don't know why, but that's what I feel.
Sales aspect of education.
I don't know what that means, but that's what I hear.
That's interesting.
I'm going to sell education?
Well, you could work for a company, like a tutoring company, that, and you do sales for them, or...
Am I going to work for somebody else, or am I going to work for me?
I think there's a bridge position. No, I do. I do think there's a bridge position. I'm going to tell you, I do think that there will be a position where you are running things, and it does feel like you're working for yourself. I don't think it's within the next year and a half to 2 years.
So I have to tell people what to do within the next month or so.
By the beginning of the month, absolutely. There's this feeling of needing to be very controlling of your words and directive. There's this teacher feeling that there's some type of interview or something that's coming up that's going to allow you to do something a little bit different. And I think that it's going to be very last minute, and I think you're going to be kind of blown away by it.
And it will be good?
I feel it being very good, but I don't think it's working for yourself at that point.
That's okay. I need the benefits.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Bennies are great.
Okay, can we let go of each other's hands?
Absolutely.
Thank you so
much. You're very welcome.
That was awesome.
Okay, so... He did say a lot of really interesting things.
We got a lot to go through there.
Yeah. So the first thing he talks about is confidence.
Well, hold on. The first thing he talks about is that your love life feels pretty good and you're still married.
Yeah, but that was the confidence thing.
Oh, okay,
He was all confident right. that, you know, that I have like good love.
You got good love.
Mojo around me, yeah.
You survived the quarantine. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how it is. I'm not part of the town we live in now, their Facebook group, but I am part of the Facebook group for the town I work in. And it's like ever since the quarantine, every like once a week, someone's like, please send me your recommendations for a divorce lawyer. Yeah. I'm like, holy smokes.
I don't think that I've seen that on this town's Facebook page. We're not really a town that's going to be out putting our business out about like recommend a divorce lawyer so that I can go and talk to all the really good ones. So then my spouse cannot go talk to them. But anyway, he talked about something in May that there was something bad, kind of sad that happened. But it was a good thing. And so as like more time went on and I was able to reflect on it, in early May, I actually did have a falling out with two of my schools that I was consulting with last year. And it really made me start rethinking my consulting role and how much I wanted to do that. And it ended with me asking, instead of the three schools that I was consulting at the year before, I asked to only have one school, and I really had a fabulous experience at that one school the next year. So I think that he was dead on that. It just took me a while to actually make that connection. Really big thing that he mentioned was that first Tuesday in August that there was going to be an interview. So we did this interview.
Well, he didn't even say there was going to be an interview. He just said Tuesday in August. It's something big. It's something big is happening on the first
but
Tuesday.
But he did
in
use the word interview too. If we back it up, he says interview. There's an interview or something.
Where
I have to be controlling with my words, right? Yep. And it's going to have it was having to do with having to talk about something. And so one of the things, if you don't know, you know, I do come from an education background and I've been really primarily working in special education. And so one of the things about special education is it is completely driven by special education law. And so there's federal law and there's state law, and I have a huge wealth of information about all of that. And so I get this email probably 3 weeks after we did this interview with Tim saying, we would like to interview you for this position. And they offered me a choice of two different days to pick. And one of them was that Tuesday in August. And I'm like, well, it goes without saying, why on earth would I pick any other day except the one that Tim says to have picked? Mm-hmm. And so this all happened while we were still doing season one. But because like, so that happened, and then, you know, it kind of like rolled along that I had this really great interview, but I didn't actually start the job until April.
Which was the craziest part, because it was like, I remember around like Thanksgiving, I was like, what the heck ever happened with that interview? And you were like, I'm still waiting to hear back. I'm like,
yeah, I reached out to them again in December. And they were like, well, it's gonna, they thought at the first interview, it would be a while. And when I reached out in December, they were like, oh, we're going to be reaching back out to you when we do second interviews, but we just haven't done them yet. So that was exciting to hear. And so I did a second interview in December. They offered me the position in February. I was actually on a cruise in the Caribbean when they called to offer me the job, because you know me and my vacation. So he had talked about this new role being an instructive role. And so what my role has, it's a brand new position. And so it has no real like corners to it yet. And I'm kind of creating it as I go. And so what I spend a lot of time doing is interpreting data and guidance from our Department of Education and funneling it out to the people who work in the department that I work in. And we support children in their educational stuff. So that's where I'm very instructive, and I design trainings around special education. And so that's all very interesting stuff. As far as the sales aspect goes, I'm not really a salesperson. I'm not really somebody who gets involved in trying to ask other people for money. I feel weird about that. So I interpret education, but I'm not necessarily selling it. So that was close, but I feel like he definitely was onto something there. And the last part of it, of course, was about the bridge position that he talked about. And that was most certainly my consulting gig that I had done. I spent 2 years consulting with different schools on early grades literacy. And so that was very helpful in getting my new position that I have. So I would say that Tim Regan, A plus. You really kind of hit the nail on the head. The only thing that I would say is you said that I would not be working in adult education, but in fact, I do educate adults now. I'm still teaching at the college level, and the other people that work with me in my department are all adults, and we work to support kids. But
support kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but there's still, like, childhood stuff involved.
Yeah. I don't work in the adult services. I work in child services. So, it's all good. The whole thing about being controlling and being able to contain people and delegate, I mean, sure, I guess so. But isn't that just what people do as part of life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'd say for yours, A+.
A+.
Because even during it, he was like, I almost feel like a teaching aspect. And we, looked at each other and we're like, ooh.
Ooh, that's the teacher, of course. Like, it all makes sense. So, So there's mine. And now we'll have Amelia's.
And the crazy thing is how did he know the first Tuesday in August?
Right? Like,
we didn't even have anything. You didn't have the interview. You didn't have a phone call. Like, I remember I, wrote it down on my little scrap piece of paper.
Yeah.
I think it was like August 6th or something.
Yes. I had it in my phone, in my calendar, and all it said was something big.
Something big.
Something big. That was it. And something big was the interview of a lifetime where I could be a superstar and then get this job that I am so ridiculously happy with. Except I work in my living room now. I wish I had more coworkers around to chat with, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sometimes I call them and just talk to them. We call it relationship building. I'm doing little air quotes while I say that in my silly voice. But so anyway, here goes Amelia's.
Okay. I think you've just come to the realization that there is something that is not working financially for you. And I don't know why, but I get this feeling of something that's not working, that you're making some type of change or some type of altering. I also get the feeling like there is another aspect other than bath salts and bath bombs that I feel like is in your life that is very crucial to you maintaining something. And I feel so much, you seem so young to be running and doing these things, but I apologize, I just told you don't work for yourself.
That's okay.
I get a feeling of working for yourself and running things for yourself, very much so.
So in addition to the bath salts, I also own a cafe.
Okay, okay. I will tell you, I do get a very positive feeling around that, but I do want to say there's something that's not working.
Yes.
And whatever that is, I very much so feel a desire to change that and work on it. But I have to tell you, I think you're projecting it a little bit, and don't be mad at me. But I actually feel like we're going to say this past 2 years, I think emotionally have been a little bit of some ups and downs and some things going on here, which I think you're feeding into your business and feeding into your businesses in some way. And I feel like you need to have closure on those aspects in order to actually really create what you want to create. And I have to say, other than this business right now and having these two businesses, I actually feel like, was there a third at one, or was there another location, another physicality? Because I get the feeling of a location difference or a location change here. And I will tell you, I also have to say, I'm getting very good heart feelings around you. And I feel like that's something that you really need. And I feel like it's already starting to occur in some way in your environment. And I feel like there's this new beginning that's starting, and I feel very positive around it. So
the new beginning. Do you think it is the person I am currently seeing or someone else?
I hear. So I don't know how much you want to say on your show, but
we'll beep it out.
Okay. What, can I ask the first name of who you're currently?
I'll write it down.
Write it down is perfect. I'm going to say no.
He just had a very physical reaction.
He did. There was very, very negative.
Can I tell you why I feel no?
Yes.
I feel no because I actually get the feeling that this is a, I don't want to say relationship, but a connection that has already had a strain in it in such a short period of time.
Correct.
I also get the feeling of, I hate using these new terms, but a ghosting feeling. So there's this feeling of having a connection and then ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
And then
coming back and then leaving.
And then, yeah, I will tell you, I feel like I don't trust, nor do I feel faithful around this person. Don't be offended by what I'm saying, and I'm not 100%, but I definitely don't feel trustworthy of them. And I also want to tell you, I think you're at two different stages in your life, and I think that your maturity level is far superior to their maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever is coming in is right in your sphere, and I will tell you, you already have a connection to them. That feeling is that. Oh my gosh, that is exactly the word. That is exactly the.
I held up a different name. Sorry.
Yes, that is exactly who I was. I wouldn't say the name, but that's the exact feeling I got. Yes, absolutely. I think that's a better connection for you.
Perfect. So. Well, that's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. That's the one I wanted anyway.
Good. I also think that once the connection and the heart is dealing with better situations, I also think that the career is going to do much better as well.
I totally agree. And it is interesting, and I always like to follow up with our psychics and tell them exactly where they got it. That way you guys can all go run to them. So you said another location prior to this. You also said negative emotions over 2 years. 2 years ago this month, my coffee shop that I was madly in love with, I worked so hard to get it, closed due to an argument my business partner had with our landlord. And then my business partner burned it down. And it was horribly traumatic. Mm-hmm. And I have absolutely been projecting that into my new store because it was like so crazy. Like, that's a crazy thing to have happen. And now I'm like totally insane crazy. And I've been working very hard, especially the last few months, on getting closure on that. And we have a court date coming up in 2 months. And hopefully that will nail it shut for me.
With your current location, mm-hmm. I actually feel really good about the location itself. Mm-hmm. I think there are some structural things that I don't necessarily feel are all that perfect.
Yep.
And I do feel like that's a bit of a challenge. But I will tell you, I think that you can divert traffic some way to be more visible. And I think that your marketing strategy needs to be a little bit more beefed up in some way.
Yes.
But I feel like there was something that was pre-existing, and I don't know if it's in the same exact location, but I feel there's something that already has a clientele that you could kind of tap into. The only thing is, I feel like they're older in your community. It feels like you're definitely honing in on a specific age bracket or a specific mm-hmm. group. I don't know why you wouldn't want to expand and try to open it up to more than just a smaller community. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
I know exactly what that means.
Okay, good.
Great.
Because I don't.
I do, but we're not going to talk about it on the podcast.
Perfect.
No, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was mine.
All right.
So yeah. Let's go through
talk
this
it through.
One. All right. So some of the things he said, that there was something financially I had realized was not working for me. Right around that time, I had actually lost a huge client of mine with Manipura, which was my bath bomb company. And I actually ended up very quietly. I dissolved the business in September. I just had way, way, way too much going on between the podcast and my other business. So that was a big hit. He said, you know, he saw another business around me. So that's obviously my cafe, restaurant, whatever you want to call it. And that there were things about that not working. And there were things about it not working. You know, he said the marketing needed to get beefed up. That I was projecting, that there was something pre-established that I needed to kind of click into, and he brought up the ages. So one thing I did when all this happened is I'm actually a board member of the Rotary Club in the town my business is in, and I utilized them a lot. We came up with this giant campaign that I kind of championed, and we raised over $30,000 for local restaurants. And
woohoo!
That's
amazing.
It was amazing, and it was great. Benefited 9 privately owned restaurants in our town, myself included. And it got a lot of really good publicity, and it brought a lot of different types of people into all of our businesses, which was great. And then, like we said before, I got on the news a bunch, and just a lot of good stuff. We switched over almost entirely onto online ordering, which was great. And yeah, so that part, I think A+ on the business stuff, he said.
Mm-hmm.
A+. I give that a giant A+. Now on to the love life stuff. The first thing he said was the first guy was garbage. Well, he didn't use that word, but I don't know.
That was what he was secretly mouthing to us, just not to say it out loud.
He got a ghosting feeling, and we did mutually ghost each other. We just stopped talking about a week after that. So... sayonara. And so then the next guy, he said it would work out with, and it did not. I never heard from that guy again. However,
and that's totally okay because I didn't like that guy.
No. And looking back on it, that guy was not a nice person, which I also found out very shortly after that area. But One thing I would like to point out, because there is, and so I consider Tim like one of the top psychics, and there's another woman I consider a top psychic too. This other woman continuously kept talking about that I knew some guy I was already connected to, and he had black hair, and he worked in like the government or with law, and they were seeing like law and legal around him, but I knew him, and he was from far away. And they kept saying, I knew him. And Tim said, I already had a connection with this person I was going to meet. Well, I didn't know the person I was going to end up with. I've never, and this is a relationship, and now it's pretty serious, we could say. I've never signed a lease with anyone ever in my life. I always want a relationship, but then it starts to get serious, and I'm like, oh, that's enough. It's a little much. But the person I am with does have black hair. They are in the legal field. They are from the other side of the world and end up moving here. But I didn't know him. And so, like, I thought about that a lot because Tim also said I had known this person. So could it be, like, a past life connection?
Ooh, there's an idea.
See what I mean?
When we get him, like, back on, we're going to have to ask these
we could ask that
probing
because
questions.
The name I gave to Tim and the man I'm with now, Paul's American name is Paul, which is four letters. This other person's name had four letters and it sounds kind of similar. So, you know, if he's hearing it, could he have kind of confused those two names?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I mean, that it's not like they were totally different names. It's not like person's name was Paul and one person's name was like Sebastian.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
All right.
So, okay. So we'll give Tim, what, like a B minus on that one?
On your reading?
No. I'd say A plus.
On the business
stuff. Career.
Okay.
And B minus on the love life. B minus is still good. It's better than I did through most of school. B plus? You think we should do a B plus?
I would go B plus because I mean I think the only thing that he was off about there really was the name of this new person.
Well, he said I'm gonna person already.
I'm kind of like running through all the things that I can say on our non-explicit podcast, and I'm still trying to come up with how I would describe this person non-explicitly. you held up this name.
Yeah.
Of a person that hopefully we never, ever, ever, ever hear from again.
Total dingbat.
Yeah, there you go. Dingbat. There's a good papa word.
You a dingbat?
Yeah, our grandfather's name, we called him, well, I don't know what you called him, but we called him Papa, and he would call everybody a dingbat.
So does my mother.
Yeah. It apparently it's a family thing. So, yeah, you know, like, all right. So he said you already had a connection with him? And you guys
I like to think it could be past life. Would you say it could be.
Yeah, it could be. Because you guys didn't meet through like a common friend or anything. It was just one of those kind of like
we met on eHarmony. Yeah. We met on eHarmony.
If you didn't want to put that out there, I wasn't going to put it out
there. Yeah. So. You know, here's my plug for eHarmony. eHarmony is the scariest thing you'll ever have to do. It's a ton of money. Everyone on there is kind of garbage. But I went on exactly one date with one guy and I almost didn't go out with him. I almost didn't, but we were talking and he listened to the show and I blew him off for like 2 weeks, which I guess isn't that much, but like he would call me all the time. So Paul and I, we were talking for weeks before we met and it ended up working out. So yeah, eHarmony, I guess it works. I guess it was worth the $500.
Well, do you know what's really funny? So my younger brother, his wife, it was a very similar situation that he kept asking her out and she kept flaking and blowing him off and like things like... She wasn't flaking and blowing him off. Like she got sick and she got like, couldn't get out of work one night. Like, and so it got like pushed out a couple of weeks and, but he just kind of like kept after her and now they're married and have two kids. So
there you go.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I went on a date with Paul. 3 days later, we were under quarantine. Our next three dates. Whoa, there goes my phone. Our next 3 days.
This is really why we're not at Somerville Media Center anymore. Amelia kept breaking the stuff.
We went on three long walk dates and then he was like, so can I just quarantine with you for a week? And that turned into 3 months.
And a new apartment. Yeah, there's our update on Tim Regan and
there's
his
update, yeah.
Phenomenal readings that he did. What was that, last June, last July?
Last July.
Okay. And so just a quick update about what's happened in Tim's life since then. He is no longer at Hex or Omen. He is actually co-owner of Sagittarius Rising, and he is also co-owner at Pentagram Shop. So both of those are in Salem, and he's been there just for the last couple of months. So these are new ventures for him. So by all means, support his small business by calling him and asking him for a reading, or, you know, or just mail him a check. I don't know. I'm sure he would be very happy with any of that. All right. So I think that our 20-minute episode has gone significantly longer than the 20 minutes that we planned for.
Yes. So thank you guys for listening to this. We can call it a somewhat self-indulgent episode.
Little bit, yeah.
It was a little self-indulgent, but we have some really cool stuff coming up this season. Do we want to talk a little bit about it? Just a little bit, a couple drops of it?
I think we can talk a little bit about it. So I just want to put out there that for season one, Amelia and I were really kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and we would record on Thursdays, and sometime during the day on Thursday, one of us would send a message to the other one that said, what are we going to talk about this week? And that would be kind of like the whole planning process. So this year we actually sat down, came up with a whole bunch of topics that we want to talk about, and we are always interested in hearing what you guys would be interested in hearing more about. So if you have ideas, you should certainly send them in to us. But we came up with a whole list and a schedule of when they're going to come out.
We have a schedule.
We have a schedule. Oh my gosh.
Some of the things on our schedule have already been moved around a little bit, but they're still on there.
Yeah, but and at least if you have a schedule, she's got her marker out. She has like a whiteboard up above her computer that she is like keeping track of stuff.
It's so cute. You think I have a whiteboard? I have a piece of paper that I just taped.
Wasn't that a dry erase marker I just saw?
It's a Sharpie.
Oh. So this is episode one. We are also going to, if you just keep listening, because it's going to be a 3-episode launch, you will also hear about the Bridgewater Triangle, which is very near and dear to us. And we should have a lot of interesting stuff to say about that. And we also thought it would be very fun because we are in vacation season, except nobody can actually go on vacation. Thank you very much, COVID-19. But we thought that we would look at some of the fun vacation places around New England and talk about some of the haunted stories that are around those places. So you might hear something about Cape Cod. We might drop in something about like Lake Winnipesaukee. I know that Amelia loves Maine, the vacation state.
I do love Maine.
Okay, so she'll get to talk about that. I'm more a Newport, Rhode Island sort of person. So
we can't go to Rhode Island, Beth.
Oh yeah, I heard that just came through. It's no longer a safe state. You know, it is what it is. So we thought we might have like a very fancy literary night where maybe we'd do stuff like about Mark Twain. Might hear a little Legends of Sleepy Hollow.
That's kind of like a highbrow haunting night.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll actually like put on a dramatic reading of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Wouldn't that be fun? We might need more voices. We might take volunteers to provide the other voices. Since we're doing this over Zoom now and we can really get anybody in here in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or at least an email and a link click, right?
Definitely.
Do we have any interesting interviews coming up, Amelia?
We have a very, very, very interesting interview that is confirmed. We confirmed it today. And that is, I'm sure all of you have already watched the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. And we actually we booked him. We got him. We got the hottest interview in town. Tom Reed of the Berkshire UFO incident. He is going to be on our show. So we're going to hear from someone who's actually been abducted by UFO.
Yay!
Abducted by an alien. I guess you're not abducted by a UFO.
Well, I mean, there were probably aliens piloting the UFO, right?
Yeah.
So we could argue semantics of it. Did you have any other fun interviews that you have lined up?
I cannot say exactly which organization we are doing because it is not officially confirmed.
Okay.
But we do have some interesting Bigfoot stuff coming up.
We are branching out a little bit this year. So if you're all about ghost hunting, you're also going to get a little bit of alien stuff. You might get a little cryptid zoology stuff.
But that's like two episodes out of 14 episodes.
That's okay.
We're still ghost heavy over here.
Yeah. We have been invited to do a private tour and ghost hunt of the famed haunted USS Salem.
Yes, which Beth has always said she wanted to do. So we are really looking forward to doing that. We're doing that with the Greater Boston Paranormal Association. So thank you so much to them. You can go back. And I actually interviewed Dawn last winter. So this is kind of a continuation of that.
Nice. We thought that we would do some more outdoorsy stuff. You know, it's going to be fall in New England and we got all the leaf peepers. So we thought maybe
allowed indoors. And there's a global pandemic, so we got to stay outside anyway.
Yeah, right. So we thought we would look at the Appalachian Trail and Vermont in particular on the Appalachian Trail. We were also going to talk a little bit about some haunted hotels and restaurants of New Hampshire. And so we can just chat about those, see what fun ghost stories there are.
We got an election coming up, so we're doing some haunted government buildings.
Oh, yeah. That was actually on our original list from last year when we were just brainstorming ideas. And so we had a couple on there. And this year, what's very interesting is that the town that Amelia and I both live in now, there are reports that our own town hall is haunted.
Haunted hometown. Haunted hometown.
Yeah. So we'll check that out 1 week. I am really hoping to have an old friend of mine come and just tell us about all the haunted happenings in Hull, Massachusetts. That's Hull, H-U-L-L. And I may or may not, when I was a very fresh tween, have repeatedly called 411 and asked for a listing in Hell, Massachusetts.
Funny, Beth.
You did it too, didn't you? I got yelled at by an operator about it one time, and then I hung up, and she called back.
That's awesome.
I think that was the last time I did that. And we may or may not have a couple of bonus episodes that'll come out this season. So
a little bonus for y'all.
Yeah, so keep those in mind. You know, make sure that you're subscribed, because when the bonus episodes just magically appear, you want just that woohoo surprise right in your podcast app, and you can just cue it right up to listen.
Yeah, so be sure to subscribe. If you would be so kind, please leave us a nice review. 5 stars only.
Yeah, five stars only.
5 stars.
Who these people are that started leaving the no good reviews after I left? Like, we were at fully just 5-star reviews when I left. And
not even that. They left them all during the pandemic. And like, yeah, I get you're like mad because everything stinks. But like, don't take it out on us.
And so, yeah, if you left one of those, if you could please go in and correct that, or if you were thinking by any chance that we really did deserve less than 5 stars, maybe you drop us an email and let us know how we could earn your 5-star review.
You just throw in a bad review and it's like, you don't even tell me why. One person left a review on our YouTube and they were like,
we have a YouTube?
Yeah. They were like, I had Mike and Lauren come in. We did an episode on Route 44 and I get a lot of feedback on that episode because I said Route 44 was a major highway and a lot of people have corrected me. It is not. And I understand that and I'm sorry. But what this person said is they're like, damn millennials saying that you're not allowed to have hitchhikers in your car. They got mad because we said don't pick up hitchhikers.
I mean, it's not necessarily a safe practice. I've hitchhiked. I've picked up hitchhikers. I lived through both sorts of experiences. Again, if you want to send us an email, you can reach us ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Twitter, ghosthuntingne.
We're on Instagram, ghosthuntinginnewengland.
Or facebook.com/ghosthuntinginnewengland. We also have a website, but it hasn't been updated in 9 months, so I'm not even going to bother saying it.
It's okay. ghosthuntinginnewengland.com.
We would like to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to Aaron Schilb for writing our amazing music.
I'm going to learn how to say his name this year.
There you go. Schilb. And we would also like to send our warm wishes to him because thankfully asymptomatic. However, he did get corona. And yes, he is okay though. He is okay, he's just fine. He started his own podcast because now he's just stuck at home. But yeah.
What's his podcast called?
Well, it is called the Nashville Tour Stop Podcast.
Oh, does he talk about music by any chance?
He sure does. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Down there because, in Nashville. You know,
he wrote our theme song and performed it. Has he done music for other podcasts as well?
He has. And I've had him write a lot of music for podcasts that I have not made, but I have all the music ready to go for when I and I decided to do it. And he also has a new single, The Millennials, which comes out on August 28th.
Excellent.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue listening. We got some awesome episodes up after this. Thanks for staying with us now to season 3. Beth, I'm so happy to be back here with you.
Hey, likewise. And you know what I'm really, really looking forward to? Reading all the drive-by ghostings and the email and all the reviews that we're going to get.
Yes. Five-star reviews. Five stars. Send us your ghost stories.
Yeah.
Especially because I haven't read a Daniel ghost story in forever. I've been keeping in touch with him, but I need one of those Aussie spooky stories.
Yeah, definitely. And if it comes in video form, that's great too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, sayonara. We're happy to be back. Happy hunting. Do, 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 do.